especially when it's wet. We used to rent some cattle. We'd have to set up, me and one of the brothers, we'd set up and come down at 10 o'clock. For them old cows to come in to the cave. They'd get off, especially if it was raining. The old bones, the old cow bones, smell, you know, they'd go to them, and they'd set them, chew them old bones all night. And old turtle shells, anything like that, they come out, they'd know. Get the salt out. And they'd get off alongside the bay, off outside the fence there. They'd stand out there in the belly and tell you how the bone is now. He'd pull off, we'd go down there with the dogs and put them out and run them around. And them old cowpens would be all messy and they'd be raining. And then you'd catch a toe or your foot somewhere, something, or pick something in. Cut it on a fell metal pan or something. And that's the stuff it'd be in. Get in it right now, the first time you stepped in it, you were burning. And we kept that turpentine casting pretty well on it. Get it out, do you? You can go on in and get it.
Did y'all ever use that turpentine kerosene for colds, anything like that?
No, just bruises or cuts or something.
Did they ever use iodine or anything?
Yeah, yeah, we have used it for a cut. We used to use turpentine for a cold, just drop a little, few drops of turpentine on sugar and then put it in the mouth and swallow it. Doctor, turpentine all my life. Can't get nothing out of it to take them on. I got some in there I was taking and didn't know it, but I took it out of that same bottle for 10 years. It's untakeable.
you remember when they used to have malaria?
Yeah.
What would they give you as a tonic for that? You know, maybe a white bitter powder and capsule.
I don't know. My dad, he always give us little planters, pink pills, they call them. Little pills. Give about two of them in the morning, two at night. The next morning, a big dose of salt. And then they use that, what's called a black draw. They give about a tablespoon full of that. Night, and a dose of salt the next morning. There wasn't no doctor. He never had a doctor in his house. He raised 13 young.
Guess he did okay for himself then.
Huh?
Then he did just fine for himself without the doctor, didn't he?
Yeah. That midwife for the kid to be born. Granny or whatever you call it.
Did they ever give you quinine or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we took out the cold.
What did it taste like?
Kind of like, I don't know, it's bitter. Sure enough, bitter. I mean, they have what's called acidity.
Sir?
Acidity. Did you ever see any of that?
No, sir, what's that?